Is Hugh Dancy, acclaimed actor with a dizzying list of major stage and film roles. And I was delighted to learn that Hugh evidently has been harboring a secret, and now maybe not so secret, longing for meaningful radio broadcast opportunities. So Hugh, where are you, Hugh? Oh, yeah. Rest assured, our door is open. So since 2009, Hugh and his wife Claire Danes have been Columbia County residents, and we're incredibly grateful for your enthusiastic support. Hugh's going to read La Varadia from Marinetti and Masnada from 1933. Thanks.
This is Marinetti and Masnada's futurist thoughts about the radio. Marinetti was a kind of father of futurism, and it's worth mentioning, I think, in light of this reading, that he went on to become a fascist activist. La Radia must not be, one, theatre, because radio has killed the theatre already, defeated by sound drama. Two, cinema, because cinema is dying. A, from rancid sentimentalism of subject matter. B, from realism that involves even certain simultaneous syntheses. C, from infinite technical complications. D, from fatal banalizing collaborationism. E, from reflected brilliance inferior to the self-emitted brilliance of radio television. Three, books. Because the book, which is guilty of having made humanity myopic, implies something heavy, strangled, stifled, fossilized, and frozen. Only the great free-word tableau shall live, the only poetry that needs to be seen. La Radia abolishes, one, the space and stage necessary to theatre, including futurist synthetic theatre, action unfolding on a fixed and constant stage, and to cinema, actions unfolding on very rapid, variable, simultaneous, and always realistic stages. Two, time. Three, unity of action. Four, dramatic character. Five, the audience as self-appointed, judging, mass, systematically hostile and servile, always against the new, always retrograde. La Radia shall be, one, freedom from all point of contact with literary and artistic tradition. Any attempt to link La Radia with tradition is grotesque. Two, a new art that begins where theatre, cinema, and narrative end. Three, the immensification of space. No longer visible and frameable, the stage becomes universal and cosmic. Four, the reception, amplification, and transfiguration of vibrations emitted by living beings, living or dead spirits, dramas of wordless noise states. Five, the reception, amplification, and transfiguration of vibrations emitted by matter. Just as today we listen to the song of the forest and the sea, so tomorrow shall we be seduced by the vibrations of a diamond or a flower. Six, a pure organism of radio sensations. Seven, an art without time or space, without yesterday or tomorrow. The possibility of receiving broadcast stations situated in various time zones and the lack of light will destroy the hours of the day and night. The reception and amplification of the light and the voices of the past with thermionic valves will destroy time. Eight, the synthesis of infinite simultaneous actions. Nine, Human, universal, and cosmic art as voice, with a true psychology spirituality of the sounds of the voice and silence. 10. The characteristic life of every noise and the infinite variety of concrete, abstract, and real dreamt through the agency of a people of noises. 11. Struggles of noise and of various distances that is spatial drama joined with temporal drama. 12. Word in freedom. The word has gradually developed into a collaborator of mime and gesture. The word must be recharged with all its power, hence an essential and totalitarian word, which in futurist theory is called word atmosphere. Words in freedom. Children of the aesthetics of machines contain an orchestra of noises and noise chords, realistic and abstract, which alone can aid the coloured and plastic word in the lightning-fast representation of what is not seen. If he does not wish to resort to words in freedom, the radiast must express himself in that free word style, which is already widespread in avant-garde novels and newspapers that typically use swift, quick, synthetic, simultaneous free word style. 13. Isolated word repetitions of verbs in the infinitive. 14. Essential art. 15. Gastronomic, amorous, gymnastic, etc. music. 16. The utilization of noises, sounds, chords, harmonies, musical or noise simultaneities of silence, all with their graduations of arpeggiatura, crescendo, and decrescendo, which will become strange brushes for painting, delimiting, and coloring the infinite darkness of La Radia by giving squareness roundness, spheric in short. 17. The utilization of interference between stations and of the birth and evanescence of the sounds. 18. The delimitation and geometric construction of silence. 19. The utilization of the various resonances of voice or sound in order to give a sense of the size of the place in which the voice is uttered. The characterization of the silent as semi-silent atmosphere that surrounds and colors a given voice, sound, or noise. 20. The elimination of the concept or the illusion of an audience, which has always had, even for books, a deforming and damaging influence.
All right.